Today is Friday, June 8th, 2018, the final day of Infocom 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Extron Electronics.
Today's Daily Download comes to us from the AV Profession, Episode 10. Author Joey Coleman joins me to talk about his book, Never Lose a Customer Again. Joey starts off the conversation talking about how AV dealers can not lose customers.
My gut instinct is, and again, I'll make some sweeping generalizations, mm-hmm. and then you pull me down into the specifics if you like. My general assumption about the industry and the challenges and why there have been these current losses of customers and kind of the shift of commoditization hinges on a couple of things. Number one, people started to place price as a high priority. And when they were looking and seeing the price of getting it from, you know, one of your listeners versus getting it from somewhere online and they could save a couple $100, they went with the online option. That wasn't only based on price, but that was based on convenience and the ease of use of having it show up at their door, you know, 2 days later for free, and they figured they could plug it in and install it themselves. And of course, as the technology moved to more plug and play, at least in some of the, you know, offerings, if you will, I think customers got a little more confident in that. So there's an issue of convenience. Number two, there's an issue, I think, around relationship. Rightly or wrongly, most of the customers that leave because they see you as a commodity, and they feel that you see them as a commodity.
Wow.
And that's kind of a hard-hitting comment to make, but it's what all the research shows and what the reality is. So as much as lots of times people say, oh, I hate that we're being treated like a commodity, one of the things I often challenge them with is, okay, but are you doing the same with the customers? And invariably what I hear is, no, we treat our customers like family. They're not commodities. I'm like, great. So if I sign up and become a new customer, internally, what's one of the first things you do? Well, we assign you a customer number. Great. So let me get this right. One of the first acts you do is to sign me a customer account number. And then when I tell you I feel like I'm a number, you act shocked and surprised. Here's the deal. I get that from an operational point of view, you need to keep track of your customers. You need to make sure you're working on the right accounts and you're paying attention to the right accounts. But I think that is indicative of a bigger mindset in philosophy in most businesses today, which is we've got to keep growing. We've got to keep acquiring customers. Once we sell them one TV, why are they ever going to want to buy another TV? Or it's going to be a while before they upgrade to the next one. Yeah. Instead of saying, you know, we need to hold on to these people very tightly. We need to be focused on what happens after the sale, even more so than what we're focused on before the sale. Most companies spend a boatload of time, effort, and money on customer acquisition, marketing, sales. I have no problem with marketing and sales. I'm a marketer and sales guy by training. That's my background. That's my career experience. However, the typical business after the sale is made quits paying attention. And I think that's actually where you need to be doubling down on your resources of time, effort, and money. And all the research shows that if you do that, not only do you dramatically increase your customer retention, but you dramatically increase referrals. And here's the deal. Your ideal clients, the ones that have the awesome, amazing home entertainment systems, their friends are the kind of people who are going to buy awesome, amazing home entertainment systems, yeah. Right? It's not the they're not inviting their friend over who's on a 10-inch black and white TV with bunny ears, yeah. Right? They're inviting their friend over who has a home theater, who maybe built it 5 or 8 years ago, and it's like, oh, geez, that was a big investment, but it's probably time for an upgrade, and they want to be the coolest kid too.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.